When the letter of intent was signed in December of last year, it opened the door for a proposed affiliation between Sitka's two hospitals. The talks, which began in a spirit of collaboration, soured in January. Search has since offered to purchase Sitka Community Hospital for $6.5 million upfront. Brian Bertacci, Sitka Community Hospital's board chair, argued that renders the letter somewhat moot.
We were given a mission to study a collaboration, which was penciled in this agreement. I think we clearly completed that mission.
Yeah.
And Search has made an offer. I think there's nothing wrong with us pursuing our business, which is to look for other alternatives, could include, you know, management by another party.
And the letter, as written, doesn't allow for that. Section 2.2 requires the two hospitals to deal with each other exclusively and forbids the assembly from considering offers from outside parties. For that alone, Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis requested the board cancel the letter, too.
It only frees up my options and my ability to talk to potential other bidders or not talk if they don't appear. So I am requesting that it be done as one assembly member, but I'm not speaking for the full assembly.
The board was swayed. Board member Connie Sipe crafted the motion.
We are doing this so that the hospital can continue its business and without any intent to in any way prejudice or affect the discussions between the assembly and search.
Excellent.
The board passed it unanimously, and in doing so, gave the hospital more wiggle room as it carves out a financial future for itself. In an email to KCAW, Search CEO Charles Clement said, "The cancellation of the letter does not affect Search's interest in purchasing Sitka Community Hospital." He wrote, "I think we are just focused on our proposal, and if things change, we will, of course, make the corresponding adjustments." So it's a bit of a wait-and-see game. Wait and see what the assembly will do, and wait and see what Sitka Community Hospital proposes. Though the budget, as written, phases out the obstetrics program and reduces surgical coverage to half-time, CEO Rob Allen is now recommending that the board keep those programs going. While the board didn't vote on that recommendation, which would require a budget amendment, Allen said he'd like to maintain the status quo, and that if anything were to change, it be gradual.
My recommendation would be if we decide to stop doing labor and delivery, and this was based upon a lot of feedback from providers and patients and staff, was that we'd give 7 months' notice before we make a big change like that.
But in the meantime, they're looking at alternative models. Could, for instance, their family practitioners deliver babies at Search? Could the hospital get a birth center up and running? There are no practicing midwives in Sitka, but definite community interest in the idea. Connie Sipe likes the option, too. She used a midwife herself, but isn't sold on the business model. Sitka Community Hospital delivers around 40 babies a year, and Search around 60.
You've still got only a limited number of births in Sitka. You've got a town that's aging rapidly and is going to have a lower and lower birth rate because of the aging difference. Whether or not even a birthing center for us or an independent midwifery birthing center could financially make it on the number of births is... we'd have to have some real business model work done on calculating that out.
Meaning the birth center idea is still in its infancy. With all these balls up in the air, from surgery to OB to search, the hospital has hired an outside consultant, Stroudwater Associates, to review the operation from the ground up. Stroudwater's report will recommend what should be cut, what should be kept, and how much city support is truly needed to keep the hospital going. Their findings will be folded into the hospital's long-term management plan, which they'll present to the assembly on Thursday, July 13th at 6 o'clock. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.